Hello, everyone. My name is Christy Whitman. I am a master certified law of attraction coach, and I am the channel for the Divine Council of Light, which are spiritual, high spiritual mentors who are here to spread the messages of we are energy masters. We are here to master our own energy. So I am a regular guest on top podcasts such as Entrepreneur on Fire, Awe Shift, Your Superpowered Mind, among many, many others. I have appeared on the news, the Today Show, the Morning Show, TEDx, a Hallmark Channel, and my work before I started even channeling the council was featured in a lot of media and various publications. And I've had the pleasure of being featured in Goldcast, Purist Magazine, People Magazine, 17, Women's Day, Hollywood Life, Teen Vogue, just to name a few. So we are here. I'm here. When I say we, myself and the council, I'm actually going to go out and have the council come in and speak to all of you. But this topic for today is your divine design. And each of us are divinely designed, just like we're designed to have a nose and two eyes and one mouth. None of us have six mouths or two noses. We don't have any beaks or tails or wings. Like other animals or creatures would have. We are divinely designed to have legs, that we walk upright. You know, this is our divine design. And we can see that from the physicality of us. But what we don't know necessarily, we might have touched on it, felt it, had an intuit about it. We are divinely designed. And these four aspects of our divine design literally circulate and affect every aspect. So just because, for example, one of our divine design is wholeness and well-being. Now you can have that feeling of wholeness and well-being in your finances, in your relationships, in your career. So it's not about necessarily a section of your life, and yet it is. It's about the energy. It's about the energy that each of us have been divinely designed to be a natural, regular order. If nothing is blocking it, is suppressing it, is restricting it, our natural part of our divine design, the energetic blueprint, the sacred geometry, if you will, the way energy sets up and then creates form. Each of us are divinely designed for wholeness and wellness, abundance, success, and love. And if you look at it as the aspect of sections of our lives, you could think of it as wholeness and well-being in the body, abundance financially or in all aspects. Abundance could be freedom. It could be time. It could be boulders. It could be jewelry. It could be houses. It could be friendships. Abundance is abundance of a feeling state, like an abundance of success. We also have the aspect of success, which could a lot of times we equate to in a career. If I've got success, I've got it in a career. But again, success can be in success in the relationship, success in your finances, success in your body. So it does equate to different sections like loving and supportive relationships. Well, this is about relationships, but love, support, feeling loved and support also can go into the topic of money and your body. And so nothing is compartmentalized, so to speak, when we're talking about our divine design. So I'm going to bring in the council and I'm going to have them speak from a much higher level of the four aspects of our divine design, how to connect with each of those aspects, and then really bring in and talk about what is a essential and important neutralizing energy that we need to understand, connect with, and have it as part of our energetic toolbox, so that we can call upon it, because it is so essential for us as human beings that live in the land of polarity. So give me just a moment and I am going to go get the council. Enjoy your time with the council. We are here. And we feel all of you included in this conversation, all the parts of you, your personalities, your souls, your divine, your divination, your multidimensionality. We are ascended masters. We are of the highest that has been able to partner with a human being where she raises her vibration and we lower our vibration to be able to communicate through a human apparatus for the purpose of helping each of you have a better human experience. And how do you have a really thriving human experience, especially when most of you have been trained to look at the struggle and the pain or to be in a state of drama, chaos, separation, lack, victim consciousness. Sorry, we speak truth. You have a polarity, and we're not sorry at the same time. We're here for spiritual truth and wisdom. Sometimes the truth is jolting, and sometimes the truth is exactly what you need to hear, because whatever your programming, your imprinting has been along your human journey to whatever point is right now, all of that that has not felt good, every decision that you made that was disempowering, every habitual energetic set point that you have that does not feel good, such as worry or shame or guilt or things of this nature, if you are mired in that, you will feel separated and you will feel lonely and you will feel lack and you will have evidence that supports it in some aspect of your life. But good news, the divine in you is always wanting you to have more, to be more, to express more, because that is what you are divinely designed for. You are not in any aspect of your energetic spiritual nature programmed, or it is not your lot in life, or this is, I guess, the karma of this life, or some of the lot of new age terminology that people use. If you feel bad, that is not of the divine, and the divine never intended for you to feel bad. You are divinely designed to thrive, to feel good. And the energy that is literally in your spiritual DNA, it is like what you needed to come down and to have all that you could, all the resources that you could need, is in four different aspects. One of them is being well, feeling whole. Now, any of you at any given time could find a reason or an excuse to not feel enough. It's just the facts. If you looked at any of your human history or what you have or what you project in your future, you could really get mired in the fact that you are not enough, not valuable enough, not worthy enough, not good enough, or that you're too much. The fact is, the spiritual fact is, there is nothing missing from you or with you. You were created in wholeness. So even though the mind or somebody else might have inferred it or even directly said it, that you're not enough, that you'll never amount to anything, that you're not going to be successful, or they want to tell you all the reasons why you shouldn't go for your desires because you could get hurt, or it's too risky, or it's this, or it's that. Good intentioned people trying to just warn you so that you do not get harmed or hurt. They're wanting to keep you safe. But in doing so, they have taught you to look at what's wrong and missing, what the potential dangers are, what the warnings are, instead of aligning you, helping you to align, giving you tools to align with the truth of who you are, and that is whole. You are whole. Nothing is missing. And with that wholeness, there is only the beingness of wellness. There is you as a being, as a light being, as a non-physical being. The beingness of you is well. It is whole. Well, there's two parts of you sitting there, really. It's your personality part. Some call the ego. We don't like to say, hey, kill the ego or get rid of that, or the ego is the bad part of you. You were created in wholeness. So all the parts of you, the parts that feel good to the parts that feel bad, this is part of your whole human experience. It's like trying to block out or kill off part of my personality. Why? You were individualized. Your personality, your soul self, all the parts of you were a unique desire and divine design by the divine itself. Why don't you include the parts of your personality and the places where your personality was squashed? Why don't you include that and love all of it? Love the shadow self. Love the parts of the ego. Love all of it, because in the wholeness, the love, the whole love that the divine has for you, there are no judgments that this is bad or that is good. It all just is. And if you can feel yourself accepting your wholeness and your wellness, that's where the places within you that are in lack or have been programmed for lack or sickness, or have, whether you've been told as you age, you will get deterioration in the body. We tell you it does not have to be that way, because you are breathing in every single moment, and it doesn't matter how old you are. The divine is whole and well, and it is what is breathing you. So you must be an extension of the wholeness, of the wellness. It is your divine will, the divination, for you to be whole and well. Does your personality agree, and are you willing to go along with it? Because you must focus, really. If you are destined, if you are designed, if you were made in wholeness and wellness, and you believe that and only accept that for yourself, well, then that is what you will create, because it's a natural order of who you are. You don't have to push against it. You have to align with it. And then anytime you notice anything from the past, any of the programming, any of that limited parts of your personality that you would like to uplevel or heal. Now, this is for a healing conversation. What is healing? Healing is going from one vibration to another vibration. When you jump from feeling sick to feeling the wholeness, you have just healed, because you are first needing to shift everything from the energy realm. And you all heard this. If you're here listening to this conversation, all of you have heard everything is energy. You also know you create your own reality. But there, for many humans, and this is why we have come, because we have seen there is a big disconnect between who you really are and what you accept for yourself, or what you've been programmed to accept for yourself. And there's the missing link between understanding everything is energy and I create my own reality. We'll put them together. If your entire reality is energy and you create your own reality, and energy is available to you now, always, never to run out. It's like having a treasure chest above your head filled with all the goodies that can never be emptied, or nobody can steal from it, or nobody can borrow it. It is yours uniquely, unending. This stream of energy, which created your divine design, is whole, is well, is abundant, is the energy of success, is love. So you, as a physical extension into this universal experience, into this 3D experience, you must know who you are. You are energy. Everything is energy. What is energy? It is the God. It is life. It is all that is. Everything is energy. And energy has a frequency. And you are the co-creator of what you choose to bring in, to resonate with, to focus on, to align with, to tune yourself with. And you get to, as the chooser, choose which one. I'm choosing well-being instead of being afraid of getting something or some virus out there or some other thing outside of myself. I am up in well-being. And you let the energy of well-being be your dominant vibration. And you will find yourself consistently feeling well, or abundant. Now let's shift into the conversation of abundance. Dear ones, if you even just look at the evidence of the makeup of what has been created through the miracle of life, from energy moving into a sort of form, you will see the universe and the extension of the divine of this universe is abundant. Look at your very head. Well, some of you can't because you're bald, but if you look at your head and you see a head of hair, if you don't have a head of hair, look at over your neighbor's head of hair. Could you literally count how many strands of hair are on the head of someone that has a lot of hair? You cannot. Can you count the amount of breasts that you have? You cannot. Can you count the amount of time your heart beats? Or how many times your pulsation in your body constricts and expands? Can you count how many cells? Scientists have estimated over 10 trillion cells. Go try to count those. Well, wait. Go beyond yourself. Have you looked at a beautiful lawn and tried to count how many blades of grass? Do you know that each and every blade of grass has life energy moving through it? There's an evidence of life, abundance, in all of the species of animals and birds, let alone looking at the ocean and all that there is to discover under there, all the different species of mammals and fishes and coral and all of the different eels and the things that slip and slide, or mermaids, all of it, deep under the ocean floor. So much ocean that for as long as human beings have been trying to research the ocean, it is estimated that only maybe 10-15% of the ocean has been discovered. Abundant. Now that you have more human tools, you can see it is not just this galaxy that we are in. There are infinite galaxies. And when you look up at the stars in this beautiful night, you can see the infinite amount of stars. It's abundant. So are you. Your world and you are evidence of it. Now, because you are in a land of polarity, if there is up, there is down, if there's left, there's right, there's in, there's out, there's lack, there's abundance, there's fear, there's love. There's sickness, there's health. There is mean to kind. There's a spectrum of every energy, of every experience, of every situation, of everything. So yes, you've been told about, or you lived in consciousness of lack, where the focus is on what was not working or what the problem was that needed to be shifted or changed. As you make more of your awareness in abundance, and you understand you are your own energy master. You are an energy receiver, you are an energy container, and you are an energy transmitter. And what you are receiving, containing, and transmitting is energy. It is energy, which energy then forms. Energy creates your reality. And the energy that you are sitting in, what's in your container, or what is lacking in your container, will be the energy that fuels what you create in your life. So if you are lacking energy, you're telling yourself you're tired and you're alone and you're cut off from your own energy stream of well-being and abundance and success and love, then yes, you will feel bad. Lack always feels bad. But if there is evidence of lack, there is also evidence of abundance. If there is evidence of rudeness, there is evidence of kindness. If there is evidence of loneliness, there is evidence of connectedness. This is what exists in your human nature, and it is up to each of you to be deliberate in choosing your own energetic frequency that you will hold in your four bodies: your mental body, your emotional body, your physical body, and of course your energy body. It is not just one, it is all four. Your divine design is of success, we mentioned. Success is not just what you think it is in the 3D world, the achievement of something, the accomplishment of something. Yes, it is that in the formed reality, but success is so much more. It is who you are. It is what you are created in. And success from an energetic level just means flowing with the vibration of the divine. When you are shifting out of lack and into abundance, that is the energy of success. When you are aware and have a new awareness of something that has mired you down, when you heal from one vibration, shift from one vibration to the next, that is success. Celebrating those, that energy, that frequency of success, because it is who you are, it is your original nature. And then, of course, everything you are experiencing in your 3D reality, you are in relationship with it. All relationships start inside of you. What's in your consciousness about you in relationship? You could say, I'm no good at relationships, or I'm not good at love, or I can't seem to keep love, or love is very conditional, or whatever is, you are designed Again, like the energy of success, the energy, the frequency of love is breathing you. And as you are extending and feeling the fact that you are loved infinitely, in fact, and adored, you will feel the love that the universe has for you, that the God self, the divine source has for you infinitely. And then that energy of love extends to other people. Now, not everybody is in alignment in a place to receive love. But when you send out love, and even if it doesn't come back from that certain person or that certain situation, what you send out, it will come back. So this brings us to how do you connect with light? How do you, and we'll give you a three-step process in order to do this. Because once you understand that what is available to you and who you are well, you are whole. You are abundant. Universe is abundant. As a matter of fact, when someone's consciousness is focused on lack, they get an abundance of lack. There's evidence of abundance. It's your divine design. Evidence of success. Yes, one way is you could measure the accomplishments and achievements. But in any aspect of your life, are you vibrating? Are you resonating? Are you one with the energy of success? Because the success is available to you in every breath that you take. And loving and supportive relationships. Do your relationships feel sticky? Do they feel like you have to, like you're stuck? Do you feel like you have to tolerate those around you? Do you feel like you're not being heard or seen or acknowledged? Well, first and foremost, check in with your own relationship with the divine, your own co-creative partnership. We have an experience we brought down called Quantum Energy Mastery. And the very first module is understanding this co-creative relationship, because until you understand what is energy and how you can access that energy, you will not live by your divine design. You will be living from human mind power alone, which is powerful. You get stuff done. But try getting on the internet when you have no connection. Think about it. If you were going to go to your computer or your phone or your tablet, and you were going to try to access the World Wide Web and all the information that is on the internet, but you couldn't connect, there was no Wi-Fi, or there was the internet connection went down, all you would have accessible to you is what is on your tablet or your computer or your phone. It's limited compared to all. And wow, what an understanding. You need to hook up. You need to plug in. You need to adjust. You need to click that Wi-Fi. You're the one that is always the initiator, because you are in an attraction-based universe. You are the initiator. You are the intender. You are the desirer. You are the creator of your life experience. And you do this by the energy. And when you understand, hey, I'm well, not feeling well, I'm pulling in my wellness and my wholeness, you shift. Do that consistently, and light will heal the physical body. When you're looking at your finances or ways of abundance and opportunities and things like this nature, when you are aligning with the energy of abundance, and that becomes more of your consciousness than anything else. What is your consciousness? Well, then you create what's in your consciousness. Your consciousness are the words that you say. We have a nice little gift for all of you today. You can go to watchyourwords.com. Why is this? This is not counsel. It is guided by counsel. But this is Christy doing a 30-day video program free for all of you that tells you three things. First of all, what not to say. Many of you are saying words that you've just picked up and you think that it is good, but these words pull your energy down. It's like having a leak in a hose. You're wanting to water your garden, but you've got leaks in your hose and all of the resources is not going into the flowers, it's going on the driveway. So how you stop the leakage is you pay attention to the words and phrases that pull your energy down. In these videos, you learn a word a day and why this particular word, what it does to your own frequency, therefore keeping you stuck so you cannot heal. Remember, healing is moving from one vibrational stance to another vibrational stance. Plug up the holes. You have more source. You have more energy to create. So what not to say, why, and then what to say instead. And you get to try it on for yourself. These videos are very, very short. They're quick. They're like a little hookup. It's like each night hooking your cell phone up to a docking station or a plug so that you can charge. This is your daily charge. Because what is consciousness? It is the words that you say, and words have power. Words are literally making up the thoughts that you think. So you have words, you have thoughts. What are thoughts? Thoughts thought over and over and over again will create evidence, and then you get a belief. Those beliefs, the perspective, the expectation, all of this is right here in the mind, in the mental body. Who's controlling the mind? You do. At least you have the opportunity to decide what you're going to follow in your mind and what you're going to try to cut off and choose to flip from an old thought that doesn't feel good to a new thought that does. And that is healing the mental body. Because you have words, you have thoughts, you have beliefs. Remember, words create thoughts and thoughts create beliefs. And all of this creates the emotions and the feeling state that you have. If you're saying negative things to yourself, you are not going to feel good. They work hand in hand. You are not a compartmentalized individual. This whole concept of mental health. Yes, it's three parts of your consciousness: words, thoughts, beliefs, perspectives. It's important. Then you have the emotions. And then, of course, the actions, the behaviors, the habits that you have. You could have a habit of worrying. You could have a habit of being in struggle. You could have a habit of looking for the worst possible things that could happen. And many people do. You could have a habit based on something that you decided when you were 10 years old because you didn't have more awareness. So you decided, in factly, concretely, that you were not enough, or that you were not loved, or that you are not adored, or that you don't have what it takes, or that no matter what you do, it's not going to matter. So why even try? These are things that are not spiritual truth. They are things that feel bad to a channel of light, and that's what you are. So, how do you then take your consciousness and direct it in a way that is creating the desired outcome that you have, your desire factor? Wonderful book we channeled with Christy. It is literally the manifestation process. Step 1 through 7, how energy sets up and creates forms. We highly recommend it. We give it a 5-star review. Others have too. You might want to check it out. Because desires are important, even for your desire to heal brought you here. Well, now that you have the desire to heal, now that you know what you want, now you need to know what is the vibration, what is the energy that you want to pull from. So the first thing to understand, dear ones, in anything you do, is that if you have awareness of a thought that doesn't feel good, or an emotion that doesn't feel good, or a belief that doesn't feel good, or you're continuing to do a habit that doesn't feel good, first thing you need to do is release. So let's go into a process. Allow yourselves right now to think about something that's been bothering you. Maybe it's something inside of your physical body. Maybe it's in your mental body. Maybe it's in your emotional body, a stuck emotion. Maybe it's part of something that you feel stuck in your career or in your body or in your money or in a relationship. Think about what this situation, this circumstance, this fight, this argument, this negative energy, and allow yourself to bring in light. How do you bring in light? Well, you just ask for it. I want to receive, please, a downpouring of light. You could imagine like you're going into the shower and you've turned on the shower head and the shower head is hitting the top of your head, and instead of water, you are being filled in light. Or you can imagine that you are under a waterfall of light. You've gone to a beautiful place in nature. There's a beautiful waterfall. You've decided you want to get under it. And instead of it being water, it is light. Feel yourself being filled with light in your mind. Filling up even underneath the formed thoughts. First, there is vibration, letting your mind resonate with a vibration of your choosing. Remember, you are the chooser. You all have free will and choice. And now that you know, you can choose wholeness and well-being, or you can choose abundance or success or love or any other frequency you desire. Allow yourself to choose that frequency. Pick one of your divine design frequencies. It's always accessible and there for you. What would it feel like to feel well? Feel as if wellness, wholeness is pouring into your physical body, or abundance, or success. You choose for yourself. It's there. It forms. It's pure positive energy with pure potentiality. And you as a chooser go, ah, I want the waterfall of success. And let yourself feel the success, feel the color of it. Feel what the energy looks like. Is it sparkly? Is it dense? Is it all one color? What color is it? What does it feel like? Is it a little bit, like a little bit of a drop? Or is it a fire hose of light that's coming to you? Because it is what you allow in. You allow in a wider stream, you get more energetic support. So feel yourself bringing that in, allowing yourself, imagining that every single cell in your physical body are like tiny little cups. And imagine that everything that is not of this energy, all the cups are turning downward and they're pouring out. Pouring out, dumping out anything that is old energy in there, anything that does not belong, anything that is not of the energy you have chosen. Imagine all of your cups, all of your cells are reaching downward towards Mother Earth, releasing and dumping, and then turning back up. It's like a kid's fun park where the water will fill, and then it will dump, and it dumps all the water on the children. this. You are dumping all of it out. You are releasing all that is not of light, all that is not of your divine design. And then you turn back up. You turn back up to the light. And what we'd like you to do in order to neutralize. Now, we have said there is an energy that everybody needs to understand, to connect with, to become familiar with, to resonate with. And this is the energy of compassion. Compassion is the neutralizer to any other lower level vibration. So you want to release what is not, and then you want to neutralize with the energy. So you want to declare, I am connecting with the energy of success. I am now releasing, surrendering anything that is not of success, the thoughts, the emotions, whatever it is. And you can let yourself go into the parts of your body. You might feel the pulsation in your emotional body, which is your belly. You can let yourself feel that all that is releasing from those tiny little cellular cups are just draining out. And as they turn back up, the neutralizer is compassion. This is a place where a lot of you need to learn compassion, because as good natured as all of you are, you try to give out compassion, but you have none for yourself. And you cannot give away anything you do not have. Remember, you are an energy receiver, you are an energy container, and you are an energy transmitter. When you are receiving in compassion, now what is compassion? It is different from powerlessness. It is not, oh, poor you, life sucks for you. It is not that. It is when someone just gives you a very, very nurturing hug and says, I understand. That doesn't feel good. Let's feel that. Let's let yourself feel the compassion, like angels are just wrapping you, like you were held or wanted to be held as a small baby and rocked and caressed and held. This is what compassion feels like. And you must give it to yourself because you are in a world of polarity. You are in a place where there are people that are out of alignment, and sometimes they do or say things that don't feel good. Sometimes you are patient and understanding, and then someone that you are dealing with or working with doesn't show up the way you want them to, or you are feeling you're not important, or you are not getting the service that you desire. And then someone else that's in their own drama triangle makes you out to be the bad guy. You're the bad guy for speaking up or for requesting what it is that you want or putting a boundary or a foot down. In all of these cases, let yourself neutralize with compassion. If we were to give it to you this way, if you look at your world as a spectrum, and on one side is lack, which is nasty, it does not feel good. This is where all of the lower level emotions are. This is where sadness, powerlessness, anger, frustration, revenge, worry, fear, shame, guilt, doubt. None of that feels good to a aligned human being, because the beingness of you and who you are really never goes there. So that's when you feel the separation from who you really are, when you're feeling that. But as a human being, the job is not to avoid those feelings, is to live fully in your life. And when something happens, you can then process it and neutralize, because on one side is lack, the other side is abundance. Abundance always feels good. It's your divine nature. That's where flow is. Well, how do you get from lack to abundance? You neutralize yourself in compassion. When you are in compassion, critical thoughts and judgment thoughts or beating yourself up cannot exist. It neutralizes you. So you release what you do not want. You release the lack. Think of it like moving up a spectrum. You dump out the lack. You bring in the energy of neutrality. You let yourself feel. Let me just take a minute to feel compassion for myself. And then from there, to align, to activate in your divine design, then you start to think thoughts of abundance. I am protected. I am safe. I am loved. I am. My divine design is of abundance. I expect to see. I joyfully expect to see abundance. I now know that energy is available to me right now, so I can start to feel abundance. Once I have the abundance in well-being or success or abundance itself or love, I will feel what? And the principle of having, like we talk about in the desire factor, is all about resonating. It is about always releasing what you do not want, neutralizing yourself with compassion, and then, dear ones, connecting with the energy of what you want to experience. You are divinely designed, each one of you, for greatness. You are divinely designed, each one of you, to thrive and to feel good. And your human experience to gather you and to help you or provide for you, to give you what you need for this journey into the physical experience. You were wired and still are, can never not be wired for wholeness and well-being, abundance, success, and loving and supportive relationships. You are all gifted, beautiful beings of light. This is spiritual truth. We remind you all that you are infinitely loved. Be well.
So allow yourselves to receive in light. Just imagine that you are under a shower head of light, just a nice downpouring of light, focusing on in your mind, in your emotions, in your whole entire body, within the very cells of your body, and even in your energy field, the energy that you want to connect with. So thank you, everybody. Appreciate you. Enjoy.